speak through your balls like Ellie Hulse does on that YouTube channel. You have no idea what the fuck I'm talking about because you're not a goddamn man like me. But there's a guy who on YouTube who basically is like, you gotta talk through your balls, and that's how you fucking speak like a goddamn man.
Okay.
That's what I'm asking you to do today. You know, whatever. Anyways, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the podcast.
Yeah, we're watching a nice.
We had
to go. Nice game, man.
We had to go to backup number 3.225-1 in the Unicron system just to fucking find a spot where we can have some privacy and some somewhat peace and quiet. Although there's noise around us right now, I highly doubt the microphones will pick it up.
This is acceptable amount of noise.
This is an acceptable amount of noise. Before, when we have two women bitching about their stupid jobs for 13 hours while smoking and drinking 2 cups of coffee at each and 3 water things.
That's not healthy, right?
No, that's
you're
not healthy.
You're smoking like at least half a pack, if not the whole damn
pack.
No,
I'm talking about their fucking sour bitch attitude. That's not healthy.
Yeah, and I'm
talking
about...
cigarettes are just going to kill them that much.
Yeah, and then they had like 2... What's the biggest thing of coffee? Trente?
Whatever.
They got 2 of those each.
Oh, man. Today I'm like cheating on my diet because I need a goddamn break.
Mm-hmm.
And this drink I have is full of all the sugars, and it's so good.
All the sugars.
Every guy, like, I had him do like artificial sweeteners. Uh-huh. I had him do regular sweeteners. Uh-huh. I had him do caramel. I had them do like the whipped cream shit. Mm-hmm. I had him do everything, dog. Like right now, I might need an insulin shot.
Wow,
but it's good. It's
real
good.
Did you get the most important sugar?
And walls? Sugar.
Wall sugar. Sugar walls.
I don't know if they have that
sweet sugar walls.
In a pump form. I could
Well, you just have to go to a bitch and just start looking at it.
Just be like, I'm looking for a little something for my drink.
Yeah. You know, that's not a problem for a big dick, brolic Mufasa.
You know what I'm saying?
Simba son.
Remember when I had long hair, son? That's what I should have been my nickname.
That's what happened all the time. I was just walking down the street. I trip over bitches just trying to get at your dick. I was like, what?
Hey, man. Some people like that long ass hair. It made me look old as fuck. Especially when I had a beard.
It made you look like a rough late 30s.
It made me look late 30s for sure. Because I remember having that ID picture and I was like, God, man, I'm looking at least 5 years older.
Yeah. It made you look like you did construction for sure.
Those people look rough?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Get that ball. Throw that ball in, ho.
We're watching a baseball game. I feel like we should join an adult baseball league, dude. This is why I'm trying to talk Boski to moving down here. Because if he moves down here, he's going to need an adult baseball league, and we'll just join with Boski.
Yeah, we can do that. We got to have a cool name.
Dude, I'm going to be like fucking Vegeta.
Dick O'Plenty.
I'm going to be like Dick O'Plenty.
Oh, snap. Get that ball.
Oh, he caught that, too. Oh, that was a clean catch. Good job, dude. Good job.
Team Dick O'Plenty. Shirt coming soon.
Dick O'Plenty. Dude, we got so many shirts. Ideas. I'm telling you, I wonder if ladies would buy a I love cream pie life. Wait, I love the pie life shirt.
Yeah, they would. All kinds of shit.
Yeah, man. Who
bitches
wouldn't
in the club
life?
Dancing to grind on this dick. And
hey, dude, we should totally go to that 90s.
The 90s Super Jam concert.
Yeah, it's like all the old school
jams. Ride on it, this pony.
Oh, you got it wrong, dog. It's like, let's do it. Ride it, my pony. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
some of y'all youngins are like, what are you talking about? But I bet you, if you've never heard the song and you go to YouTube and you play that song, you're just going to get moisture. Moisture is going to be the key word.
Slap you with this pony. I've never actually heard the song. I just heard the quick play.
Dude, that song's shit. Those old 90s songs.
All about fucking.
Man, all
just
about
all
fucking,
grind,
dude.
Just bending you over a rock in public, just fucking.
Yeah, that's when the U.S. population spiked like by 10%.
Well,
Fun fact.
That's true.
Hashtag science.
It is science.
Hashtag educational podcast.
That's because everybody thought, starting in the late 80s and 90s, everybody thought the world was going to end in 99, so people just going free balling it, man.
That's probably very true. Maybe around the time that freaking Usher got herpes.
Yeah. What?
You know he has herpes? Dude, look, if you're a high-end celebrity... I just killed the podcast. Yeah, it's totally true. Dude, if you're a high-end celebrity, like, and you are like an artist that's single, dude, the likelihood of you not having a sexually transmitted disease is very, very slim.
Oh man, you should have been in my.
How are you transitioning here? What is this?
Because you'll see.
Okay, go ahead.
Segue. Should have been in my classroom on Monday.
What are they talking about?
Because we had Pandora on.
Uh-huh.
And speaking of people who get plenty of walls, we had Juanes playing.
Oh, my boy Juanes. That dude's a vampire, man. Yeah. You look at him and he's like, hold on, I'm going to Google how old he is. And
he's 900 years old.
And yeah, he looks like he looks like he's my age. But yeah. He fought in like the Spanish-American War. That guy
is fighting the Civil War.
Yeah, man. Any ladies are into like Hispanic dudes singing Spanish shit, man. You look at Juanes, you're gonna be like, man.
Pregnant. Automatically moist. Pregnant.
Yeah, there you go. That's probably even better. Pregnancy.
Damn, this girl over here.
It's like when Wonder Boy fought off Tyron Woodley's guillotine. Man, half the girls in the first three rows got pregnant.
That's right.
He's still paying child support.
That's right. All of it. Or when Demetrius transitioned that dude.
Oh, into the arm flying armbar. Damn, that was beautiful.
I got hard.
That
when
was
I saw
beautiful.
That,
I started following that dude on Instagram just after that shit happened.
Yeah, man, that was the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in MMA.
It was incredibly great. All right, hold on, I'm looking.
Get that ball, ho, big ass ho. Yeah, there you go.
Juanes is 45 years old. That dude looks like Crixus, dog.
That dude looks like he's 25.
With a shaved head. Dude. Ladies, look him up. You're going to look him up and you'll be like, all of a sudden, I love this guy's music. I've never heard it before.
It's great, though.
It's Juanes, Juanes.
Yeah, man, we had that bumping in the classroom.
Yeah, man, you got that old...
You got that slide.
Oh. Didn't get that ball. Anyways, yeah, man, that song is legit. Look at these little dogs. They're cute. Cute little dogs.
You got to bring your dogs out, man.
I got to, man.
Dude, you
got
to bring your drone out.
That's not a bad idea.
We're at a park. That's why we're kind of going all over the place.
Yeah,
you got to bring your drone out. You got to put some... one, you have to put some knives on it so we can attack people. Two, now that it's warm outside, and by warm, I mean stupidly warm.
Yeah, man.
We got to get some remote control cars and put the knives on it so we can play.
Don't tell the people that you're going to ruin it. But now that you're making money, now we can definitely get the big ones.
Yeah.
We'll get the big ones, and then we'll just get like... You know how you go to Walmart and they have the big bin full of plastic balls?
Yeah.
We just buy a whole bunch of those and just pop those.
Oh, yeah.
And we can go to Goodwill and donate them all. And be like, what? I'm sure you guys can use these. Duct tape. Fixes everything.
That'd be hilarious.
So anyways. Yeah, man. Juanes, though. Juanes is shit.
Yeah. Little dog is off its leash.
Yeah, little cute little dog. What kind of dog it is?
Dude, I want to let Halo off for... Well, I let Halo off the leash.
Emma will kind of do it, but Nivea will just run. Nivea will run.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Dude, Nivea, if Nivea sees a rabbit, she's gone. Emma will stay by me. Emma's a scaredy cat. My dog Nivea will just be like, whoo. Hi there. Good. How are you guys doing? Good. Oh, look at this one. So cute. Hi. Oh, you're so cute. You're tiny. You're tiny. Like 5 pounds?
Five. So little.
Really? She's tiny. Is she a mix?
Yeah. So little.
She's tiny.
So little, though.
Like a Chihuahua mix?
Yeah, she's so little. So little.
It's cute.
So little.
Big difference in size. Yeah. A great, well-trained, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we can let them walk. They won't run off from us.
Yeah, mine will go. Mine will go.
Yeah, a lot of people tell us, man, if I take my dog off the leash, they're gone.
They're gone. Yeah, mine has like a hunting instinct, so if it sees anything, it's just like, I'm going after it.
Well, that's her.
Oh, really?
She loves chasing rabbits, but she won't get too far. We'll let her chase to a certain point, and then we'll call her back.
Uh-huh.
We don't have to yell. She'll turn around and come right back.
Wow. That's pretty good. It's like looking for stuff. That's awesome. Have a good night. That dog is cute, man. It's like, it's tiny. It reminds me of one of my first chihuahuas, but it wasn't even that small.
No, that, it's really weird.
See, you need a small dog like that, dog. Yeah. You keep getting like gigantic dogs. But, you know, I did want an Alaskan Malamute. If you ever Google Alaskan Malamute, man, those things are wolves. Those things are wolves. Those things are like 150-pound dogs.
Oh.
Here you go, girl. Throw it. You got this. Anyways, yeah, man. Alaskan Malamutes are like 150-pound dogs.
Yeah, they're huge.
Like, I could throw that thing on my back and just use it for squats.
I always wanted a bull massive.
Which ones are those?
Fucking huge like this, too.
Or are those the ones that I sent you that video of? It's like a steroid-out dog?
No.
That thing was scary.
So, bull massive is like a bulldog. It's like the final form of a bulldog.
Mm. What was that thing I sent you a video of?
Some fucking monster.
That thing was a monster. It was like not a pit bull. Which of those ones are smaller and stockier?
Yeah, pit bull. There's different kinds of pit bulls.
Oh, well, the smaller and stockier one, but it looked like this one had been on like human growth hormone and steroids all its life. That thing looked like it was the size of like a teen boy. It was muscular. Like, it looked like some shit crazy that you see in Lord of the Rings.
It was pretty crazy.
I was like, dude, if that thing ever sees something and wants to attack, you're done.
Yeah, you're not doing nothing.
You're done. That thing's jaw was the size of the kid's forearm. There's certain animals that, like, I love to be around, but I also know that...
Lions.
Like, I also know that I have a very realistic view on what my abilities are as a human. And I know that no matter what I do, if they wanted to kill me, there's no option.
So we gotta go pet some lions, man.
You know, you go to Mexico and some of those places and pet the baby ones, like little baby tigers.
So what they do when they grow up, when they're too big, do they just kill them?
No, I'm sure they take them to zoos.
Like, kill them, yeah. That's
whatever. True. Maybe that's what Taco Bell meat is.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They probably kill them.
I don't know, man. But
that's why you get the Mexican candy. There's a little tiger on the package.
No, but I like to go pet a little baby tiger, but I'm like, hey, man, did you cut those things' nails? Because those little baby tigers, mm-hmm. like, you pick up their paw, and it's still, like, the size of my hand.
Yeah, it's huge.
And you press the center of it, and, like, it comes out like knives.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, my God. If that thing's just trying to get on the ground and pushes off of you, you're fucked. You're going to have a brand new tattoo.
Yep.
I have a very, that's my thing, like, I have a very realistic view on animals, where I'm like, all right, man, look, there's certain grades of animals that if I got in trouble, I could fuck up, all right? If a cat comes at me, I'm going to grab that, it's going to fucking scratch me, but I'm eventually going to grab that cat by the legs and slam it on the ground. I'll be fine, right? Just a couple of days worth of healing, right? It's like jiu-jitsu injuries, fine, right? But fucking, you get to the bigger cats... And it's like, dude,
you
ain't going to do nothing.
I'm doing nothing.
Like, I think you get to, like, a bobcat. I think you're kind of fucked.
Yeah, probably.
A bobcat is, like, slightly bigger than a cat. And that thing is going to be faster, stronger, and its hunting instinct is going to be far superior than yours. Plus, we're, like, soft now. You know what I mean? We're, like, little soft fucking humans.
Yeah.
I mean, it's true. Not me, bro. I'm fucking...
Not you, though. You're
fucking like... Well,
You're King Mufasa Brolic son, right?
I'll take down a bobcat, but if you gave me like a tiger, I'm fucked, dog.
What a wolf.
How big is a wolf?
Normal size. I think normal size wolves are like
60
pounds.
Do I have anything that I could use to pry open in its mouth? That way it doesn't bite my arm off?
You're Liam Neeson in that one movie where he crashed in the Arctic. Shit. And you got some broken glass and you're going full Muay Thai on there. One wolf, or the
pack?
It might be one wolf. You don't know. So you got to pace yourself, man.
Dude, that's one thing. So, like, I talked about this before, and I actually started doing it this week. This is the first week of doing almost, like, 3 a-days. So, technically, with traffic and stuff, I can't get to my gym, like, enough time to do the full class. But I'm technically doing 3 classes. 3 a-days, right? Ask me how it went.
How'd it go?
I'm fucking beat up, dog. I'm beat up, man.
It's a lot going zero. Oh,
look at that guy. Wow, that guy's good. Look at him. See, well, that play you showed me where that Diamondbacks that player jumped over the fence and caught it?
Dude, that play was legit.
That's not what this guy did.
I'm going to take Boski on that shit.
Anyways, so 3 a-days are going okay, man. Like, but the one thing I realized right away is that I have to have the right equipment with me at the right day.
Right.
So the first day I forgot my compression pants, a.k.a. what some people call spats or whatever, because they don't want to call them compression pants because, you know, it's a fucking not the manliest term.
Mm-hmm.
Why are those guys trying to be like us? No, on your fucking Instagram feed.
Oh.
Anyways, so I forgot the fucking pants, man. And because I forgot the fucking pants, okay, I kind of want that. Don't get distracted. Again, this podcast.
No, I'm fucking taking both real quick
so
before I forget.
Because I forgot the fucking pants, I got a massive, massive, that's pretty good. I got a massive fucking mat burn on my knee.
Damn.
Like, massive. Like, look at this, dude. It's all of that.
Damn, son.
It's a, like a, and the problem is because I'm doing fucking 3-a-days, it doesn't scab up.
Yeah.
Like, the scab rips off, and then I got to fucking do your How painful? I got a pretty good pain tolerance. Are you aware of how fucking much that alcohol hurt on this? But I got to do it. I'm not trying to get this bitch infected. But the other day, I had to, like, wipe down all the mats I was using because fucking I'm bleeding all over the place. The first day it happened, the second day it happened, I was wearing gi pants.
Mm-hmm.
And my fucking white pants had a whole bunch of red spots on the fucking shin area because of all the blood. Dude, stop getting fucking distracted on Instagram for you. I'm about to throw your fucking phone.
I was just trying to find this
one
play. Hold on, I got it.
Keep going. So, long story short, I'm getting beat the fuck up, man. And it hasn't been bad. It's just, and energy-wise, I can manage 3 classes. I drink a shitload of water. How much is that thing I bought? How many water
64
ounces?
64 ounces.
I drink about 64 ounces just in those 3 hours. Because my shirts are like drenched, dude. Drenched. So far, it's been good. And we did some soft sparring on Thursday, which was fun. One thing I will say is, like, sometimes it's hard to pull back on punches when dudes are, like, hitting you.
Yeah.
It's sometimes hard to pull back on punches. And like, every time I was like, God damn it, I hit that guy way too hard. But I did okay. I think I did pretty good for, like, first time sparring. Pretty good, man. Except the instructor likes to pop in there and shit mm-hmm. in between people. And so I had to go, like, twice with him. And the second time, like, I don't know, man. I guess it's out of reflex. He fucking did the Anderson Silva, Chris Weidman check kick.
Uh-huh.
Like, I did a fucking kick, and he, like, apparently just reflex-wise fucking checked it with his shin. Fucking, that's what happened up in here. All that bruising that you see on my fucking shin. He checked my fucking... And which, by the way, man, by the way, look, I'm not giving him any shit because I'm sure he was just... it's just a reflex. You train yourself to kind of react certain ways.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, man. I would throw that kick at, like, 1/16th speed. Like, I was just trying to fuck around, like, just, you know, little taps. Like, I didn't wind up. I didn't do anything. So, that fucking check kind of sucked. But besides that, it was fine, man. I'm getting a little beat up. Hips are fucking hella tight. So, now I have, like, a foam roller everywhere I go. I'm just going to start foam rolling everywhere. We're going to be at Starbucks. I'm just going to start foam rolling. I'm going to eat pizza. I'm just going to start foam rolling.
That was the pizza we ate, man.
Dog shit. It was, okay, let me put it this way. I hadn't eaten bread in a long time, so that bread was really good.
Oh, nice catch.
But the actual, like, pizza was very mediocre. And I think the problem was, too, you said that pizza was good, and it was a white sauce pizza. It wasn't a red sauce pizza, which I'm usually not very, like,
super. There was red sauce on it.
I don't think so, dude. I think they use a white sauce on that chicken.
Because I took the cheese off the last one, it was red.
That's weird. I didn't taste any fucking sauce on it, though.
I think that might have been the problem. The sauce didn't have any flavor.
Maybe that's what it was. It tasted like grilled chicken with cheese.
Yeah.
It didn't taste like anything. But a little disappointed because, you know, if I'm cheating on my diet, I better have some good shit. But whatever.
Fuck, son. Well, you'll cheat on it tomorrow, too. To get something good.
I shouldn't be cheating that much.
Son. You're doing fucking 3 days. Eat whatever the fuck you want.
Dude, my body is having a hard time, like, balancing out from that because you would think that with a week of three-a-days, like, I'd be losing weight like a mofo. Nah, not really.
No, you're going to hit a plateau soon.
Yeah, so we'll see. I'm a little disappointed in that.
But you're, like, limit breaker Goku and shit.
My problem, dude, is that I'm literally, like, a few pounds away from my goal weight, which is pissing me off because I just want to be done with this diet. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm a few pounds away. And then afterwards, I fucking can go back to eating like a fucking pig. Not really. That's the goal. The goal is not to be a pig this time.
The goal is to fight at 155, right?
If I was trying to be a professional fighter, man, I'd have to definitely be fighting in that weight class.
Dude.
I'd have to be one of those dudes that cuts like 25 pounds of water. 25 pounds of water.
Dude, come on. You guys just fight at the weight class you're in.
No, because then you're fighting with dudes that weight that cut 25 pounds of weight. If I'm at 185, or let's say I'm at 180, let's say 185. That means I'm fighting with dudes that have like a 220-pound frame. Well, maybe a little less.
So you're quicker. You just can't get hit. Your goal
that
we're going to work on.
Look, dealing with strong motherfuckers.
Yeah. That's what we're going to do. So what we're going to do is, I'm like, I already got this planned out in my head. I already see it in my head.
You're just trying to get me to fight Brock Lesnar, right?
Whoa.
Cain Velasquez.
Whoa, hey, baby steps, man. Like, let's, all right, if you want to go heavyweight, then we gotta get you there.
Dog.
Well, we gotta get you there in steps. So,
I gotta
like,
get that juice on.
So, yeah, that mostly. But if you want to do that, then you gotta go baby steps. So, if you want to go heavyweight, then you gotta go for people that you can actually take down, like Verdum, because he's a dog shit fighter that's very well proven. So you can take him out first.
Yeah, I'm not fucking with Verdum on the ground, dog. I don't got that kind of ground game.
Well, don't let him take you down. Look,
on the ground, it's
look.
It's,
I'm gonna wrap myself in pool noodles. Now I'm just gonna come at you.
I got trying to punch all the pool noodles, right?
Yeah. And then the next 3-minute round, you gotta evade all the pool noodles.
Oh, jeez.
That's right.
He's going to be spinning around like a Tasmanian devil, and I just got to, like...
Pretty much.
Like Ultra Instinct Goku it?
Yeah, like giant hentai monster. And all the pool noodles will have paint on the end. So at the end of the round, I'll be like, look, got
you
in the head.
Hit you all these places.
Yep.
Yeah.
Dude, that's perfect.
I will say, man, it was fun sparring. I look forward to doing that next week.
Swing.
That'd be fun again. So we'll see how it goes, man. My thing is now, I feel like I have to take some time from jiu-jitsu. Because I got to get this fucking scab to heal up. Because if I don't, it's never going to heal up. Do you know what I mean? Like I had to fucking put a knee sleeve on.
Uh-huh.
So I wouldn't fucking bleed all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
But then the knee sleeve ended up rubbing all the freaking callus off.
Yeah.
Like all the shit that your body builds up to heal up.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like in a catch 22 where I'm like, if I keep rolling... I'm gonna fucking rub that thing off again.
Yeah.
Like, this sucks. That's what I get for not wearing fucking the right gear one day. One day.
Oh, nice,
that guy,
man.
That guy did pretty good.
Yeah, he made it.
Anyways.
Came back from that.
Enough about my bullshit. What's going on with you, dog?
Man, not too much, man. Dude, my boss... bosses? Fucking clowning on me, man.
For some reason, I thought you said your balls. I was like, whoa. Way to start the fucking conversation.
I was a little disappointed, man. I was whacking off the other day. Only made it like 3 minutes into this porno.
Okay, it must have been a good video then.
Mediocre. I think I'm just out of practice.
Okay, go ahead. So why was your boss clowning on you?
Hold on, watch this play. Damn, you just gonna fell like that.
Dog, you can't get distracted with this fucking baseball shit, all right? We're fucking...
Dude, it's a good... It's
we're
good.
We're putting on a goddamn show right
hey,
now.
Hey, I just told you that joke. I want everybody to really sink that in.
No. Stop all getting right. distracted. You're like a fucking cat. I can't have you around your phone. I can't have you around fucking games and shit. Like, you need to be in a room by yourself with me just
That's
so we can do this
fucking
podcast.
That's why we're gonna go half on a house.
We're gonna have to.
Unless you wanna go half on a car. Like
no, because we have nowhere to store that car if I want to build a fucking monster.
We're going to have to put it in a...
Wow,
nice
that
catch,
girl. That girl did good. Good job, man. Wow. Impressive. That was like a good slap on that glove.
On that ass.
We're not watching the same thing.
That's not where you're going?
No, man.
Oh.
Which, by the way, do you think it's weird as a baseball coach if you're teaching young kids and you like slap them in the ass, you're like, good job?
Yeah, it's fucking weird.
Yeah, my coach used to do that when I used to do baseball
when
I was
young. You got child molested, yo.
I might have flashbacks later.
All the time when you do it to hoes, you're like, take that, John. Take that.
I'm like, that's for slapping me. Ah! That's fucking dark. Oh, God, that's dark. Fun fact, my baseball coach used to do that.
Oh, fuck.
That's dark.
Dude, that's dirty as hell, man. Why you gotta say shit like that?
Because it's true. Educational podcast, dog. And once again, I posted on my Instagram, if I ever ran for fucking politics, this would be the shit
they
would come
this.
Back. All of this would come back. And he'd be like, excuse me, did you just say you Darth Vader'd women? Is that an acceptable thing to do? Is that what you want your president to be do?
Yeah.
And I'd be like, look, man, let's be real honest here.
Look.
Your wife is looking at me like she wants me to do that. So shut the fuck up, Steve, and let's get on with this election here, shall
you
we?
Prick. Oh, nice catch. Nice
I thought
throw.
That ball was coming at me. They were running this way. I was like, oh, my God.
It was coming.
I missed it.
Oh, man. They were clowning on me because I had told my boss. I was like, hey, we were having lunch because we all have lunch together. I was like, hey, weren't you supposed to give me a date with this one girl?
She's oh, like, yeah. What happened?
She was like, no. I go, what? She was like, I was like, you were supposed to do that like 2 weeks ago. She's like, no. She goes, I didn't say that. I was like, yeah, we had that conversation. You're going to hook me up with her. She's like, no, only in your dreams. Must have been. I go, we had that conversation. We were like in front of two other people. She's like, no, I just told you who was available. You're supposed to do the rest.
Yeah, dog. I agree with her. I'm like, when would we ever talk about her doing it for you? I told you to be a goddamn man. Go up to her and be like, hey, man, I think you're attractive. Let's go out on a date. But you bought that bullshit, like I keep telling you, and you're thinking somebody's just gonna drop some sweet, sweet walls in your face by with no reason at all.
Hey, man, it happened before.
No.
My new boss, who's just been there like 2 weeks or a week or so, she started getting on this shit too, and she's like, Dan Rubin, your talking game is weak.
Yeah,
I was like, damn, yeah, everybody's clowning on me.
Yeah, it is. Because so apparently you think it's going to come to you.
So now I got to fucking prove them wrong.
Yeah, you're going to have to.
Damn.
Otherwise, your manliness is
it was pretty funny, though. Everybody's fucking clowning on me. Then I was clowning on them back.
Yeah, you got to fucking do it, dog. It's not just going to come to you. You know what I'm saying? And there's a joke in there somewhere. I'm missing it. But long story short, you got to go out there and get it. You know what I'm saying? You got to go out there and conquer the world like that. That fucking super motivated Genghis Khan motherfucker did. He just got up one day and he was like, I'm just going to conquer all of Asia. Fuck it. And you know what? The motherfucker did it.
Did it.
And that's why like 70% of Asia has his DNA.
That's right.
You think there's one guy in the history of Earth that has had like the most children? It's got to be, well, of course there's one guy, right?
Yeah, but the question is, there's one guy in Asia whose name Lee. That's why most Asian people have the name Lee.
No. What was his thing? He had to have been some fucking warlord to be able to have.
I think he was just like
just slinging dick like a crazy dude. No.
I think he was emperor.
Oh, okay, that would make sense. Like you have to be something super high ranking.
Yeah.
In order for that to happen.
Yeah.
You're not gonna be like emperor. Bob down the street.
No.
Especially not in this society, because then you know child support.
Yeah, no. I think he was an emperor, if I remember.
I think Genghis Khan, I think, might be arguably the best, right? Well,
I mean,
highest percentages.
Yeah, that guy and that guy Lee, probably.
Because I'm trying to think
of... I mean, probably the Lee guy. I mean, he gets a lot of people named Lee.
I'm trying to think of who would have that highest status like that, where
I mean,
you can get away with it. Genghis Khan, I mean, I hear that from his DNA, you could trace back a good percentage of Asia. That's impressive.
Yeah.
That's. I mean, that's unheard of.
Yeah, and I'm only saying Lee because, you know, I'm not being racist, but, you know, a lot of people,
a lot of
Asian people.
Well, I think more people are named. Oh, that's the first name, though. All right, anyways, forget it. Anyways, yeah, man, so I agree with your bosses that you about that bullshit,
mm-hmm.
and you should have already made a at least conversation. Dude, we had Mystery Girl on for two podcasts, and she told you need to be direct.
Right.
You need to go up to the girl and be like, look, I think you're attractive. Let me take you out for some sort of beverage, whether it's coffee and or drinks.
Yeah, and then
loosen it up with some funny, dirty jokes that open up the probability of sexuality there. And then you just keep making jokes. This is the key. Keep making her laugh.
I got that part down. That part's not
All right, then fucking
easy.
Make the talk.
Yeah.
Come on, dog. You bought that bullshit.
Yeah, that's what my boss says. At the end of the day, too, I was getting ready to do some driving for him. And, yeah, she's out there again. She's like, oh, look, she's right there. I'm like, I don't think right now is a good time. Like, I'm in the vehicle getting ready to drive these people home.
Fuck that. You know, that's probably the
best
time.
That's what she said, too. She's like, no, every time's a good time.
Yeah, man. I'm like, I feel
damn,
like I
you
feel
people
like,
are on it. You yeah, people man. People are not about
that
bullshit.
I feel like you should have used that anger that you had towards them calling you about the bullshit and gone up to her and be like, and gone up to her.
Really
hold
anger.
On, let me finish. Let me finish.
Wasn't really
angry. Go up to her and be like, see those two. See those two fucking hoes over there laughing at me right now as I'm sitting next to you?
That's not what happened.
No. I'm saying this is what you should have done. You should go up to her. You should have gone up to her and be like, see those two fucking bitches over there laughing at me while I'm talking to you? And she's going to be like, yeah. They don't think my balls are big enough to come over here and tell you that I think you're attractive when we should go out on a date. And then she'll be like, ha, 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 you're funny, Ruben. And then you'll be like, no, I'm serious. When are you available? And then she'll be like, I don't know, this weekend. And be like, all right, give me your number. And then what you do is when she writes down the number on a piece of paper, hopefully, go back to your boss. And you put that piece of paper in your hand. Like just hold it nicely. And then just fucking slap her in the face with the piece of paper and be like, how'd that feel? That's a phone number. I'll see you later. I got to go drive some people around. And then she'll be like, Ruben, I was wrong. You're not about that bullshit. And then on Friday, or any day we would film this podcast, I'd be like, Ruben, I was wrong. You aren't about that bullshit. But as of right now,
about
that bullshit. If I had a stamp that said you bought that bullshit, you'd get it right now.
That's a shirt idea. Write that down.
Yeah, man. I feel like you need to pull the trigger.
That was a
you week. You need to prove them wrong.
It was a week.
You use this as a motivation like Eminem did on the 8th Mile movie. Where they didn't think he could do it. And he proved them wrong.
Just like that?
That silly rabbit. Or what the fuck was his name?
Rabbit.
Well, whatever. I'm thinking tricks are for kids and shit. Same shit.
Yeah, man. That's funny, though. Hey, yeah. Man, well, that brings me into another topic.
Oh, what's up?
So, you know hoes?
Okay. Sure.
All right. Hey, man, have hoes ever done that thing to you where you're just casually talking to them?
Okay, yeah, sure.
And then, I don't know, I'm just going to throw out. Random scenario, like I don't know, you're in a Starbucks or something.
Okay.
And then randomly you're kind of paying attention to him, but not really paying attention to him. And then the hoe will just kind of do that thing where she needs to kind of like pull up her pants, but she don't just like pull up her pants that are skin tight, by the way. Do that thing where she kind of pulls them up, but not like gently. She kind of like gets that thing where she gets them with a belt loop. Or if they don't have a belt loop, she, like, gets them, like, deep in there. Puts her hand kind of, like, with her thumb in there. And she kind of, like, slowly, like, wiggles them up and shit.
Yeah, like that bouncing
thing. Yeah, like that bouncing with their fat ass. And then you, as a, you know, a perfect gentleman that you're supposed to be at this local establishment. You weren't looking. But, you know, at the corner of your eyes, you know, with your peripherals.
Uh-huh.
You saw that fat ass because... Good Lord, was it fat?
Uh-huh. Yeah, uh-huh.
Hoes do that because they want you to see that fat ass, right?
I feel like yes. I feel like that's a peacocking thing for women.
Right?
Women will kind of do it so they let you know what they packing with,
mm-hmm.
and kind of see if your attention is on that ass. So they'll kind of like do it and then hope that... And they'll look at you as they're doing it just to see if you're looking... Yeah. They're like, I think that's peripherals right there. He's looking.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's totally shit girls do. Just like when dudes are trying to posture up and peacock, they'll walk in and there'll be those fucking dudes that apparently all of a sudden don't fit through doors.
Yeah.
They're like so fucking wide-shouldered and shit. They're like stiff as they're walking and they're like, nah, bro, I'm going to have to go sideways on this door because I'm so goddamn big. Oh, look at this fucking chest. Yeah, guys do that same shit. And some weirdos fucking will be like, look, my pants are so tight, aren't they?
Kissy.
Look at the lack of bulge.
Yeah, no kidding. Anyways, man. Yeah, that was my random other thought.
Yeah, I think that's a peacocking thing.
That happened at a Starbucks. And then also, damn, that dude's taking crazy swings over there. That happened at a Starbucks. And then also happened to me at work, not with the same person I'm talking about, but with like another person because I was waiting for one of our people to get picked up. So I'm there in the office and the person who was picking him up did that. And I was like, okay, like, why did you do that? Like, there's nobody here to see that other than...
Well, is she like a young kid or is she like a grown woman that wanted your attention?
I think she was a grown-ass woman.
Yeah, you bought that bullshit because you should have gone up to her and been like, yo, man, I'm just trying to figure out if you're available or not. And let's go have some drinks. Let's get to know each other. That's a deep squat there.
Yep.
Anyways.
But yeah, man. So, you think that's a peacocking thing?
I think so, man. I think it totally is. Just like when chicks are like an attractive chick walks by. And by the way, ladies, don't get upset when I say chicks. It's just like when I say dudes. It's not derogatory. It's just a
like
way.
When I say hoes, all of you. All of you hoes.
I didn't say that. That's all hate mail can go to Ruben @that_dude_Ruben00 on Instagram. Anyways, so I'm going to be like, Ruben does not reflect the views of Life Generalist Podcast. No, wait, Monday's Locker Room Contact Podcast. Anyways, yeah, so I think it's totally a peacocking thing. Just like guys sometimes will come in, they'll just start fucking flexing on their shirts.
Dude,
and like,
for a second over there.
Yeah.
I don't want to break up your thought, but for a second there, do you remember the book series Animorphs?
Yes.
I thought that dude fucking Animorphed from a dog to a person, but he was just all in black, and he dove for that ball.
Dude, any women under the fucking age of 20 are not going to know what the fuck you're talking about. They're going to be like, Animorphs?
The fucking Animorphs are awesome.
Like, that's like, if girls don't know about the original Goosebump books, she's too young for you, bro.
Yeah,
and that's around
true.
The same time period.
Yeah, that's true. But like the one with Jack Black, right? No, not that.
Like, if you go up to women and they're like, and you're like, man, I love Thundercats. You're like, what the fuck is that? She's too young for you, bro. You'd be like, as well, is that the one where they're dressed up like as cheetahs and shit? I'm like, nah.
Like, I love Ninja Turtles. The one with Megan Fox? Get the fuck out of here. Get off my dick.
Sorry. I can't finish anymore. Wait, no, hold on. It's finished and then I can't talk to you anymore. Yeah, man. Fuck it, son. We need to get motorcycles. Those are easy to store. You can get like a storage unit and just store those bitches.
Yeah. Anyways, you're saying hoes don't what?
Oh, anyways, yeah, I think it's a peacocking thing, man. I think you totally got it right. I think you should have hit on that girl. And while you're at it, hit on the other girl and then do back-to-back dates.
Yeah.
Just be like, I'll see you Friday and I'll see this other girl on Saturday. Nothing wrong with that, by the way. Speaking of which, ladies, I'm going to go to a little mini rant here, all right? There's nothing wrong with dating people, all right? So if you're like on a date with someone and then you have a date with someone else, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. As long as you're very open and you're like, hey, man, I'm dating people. Because like I talked a million times before, the probability of you finding somebody with similar goals, similar interests that you're attracted to, that likes common things, that likes spending time with you or whatever. I mean, it's fucking hard. So date people. Go out there and date people. All right? Don't be fucking upset. And that's what I'm saying. When I tell you to go hit on this chick and then telling you to hit on another chick, I'm not saying lay some pipe down. I'm saying go lay some dates down.
Yeah, lay some pipe down.
Go out there and meet some people, man. Then you'll also get to know what you like or don't like about a person. I think too many people end up with like the first person they dated or whatever. And that's a goddamn problem. Because the reality is, like, let's say you guys are perfect for each other in the beginning and you meet when you're 16. I don't think I'm the same person I was when I was 16. Far from it, actually. I'm far from the person I was in during high school. What? That was a long-ass fucking hit.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm far from the same person I was when I was 16, dude.
Yeah, man.
Like, far from it. Like, almost like a polar fucking opposite of what I was when I was 16.
Yeah.
So
when you're 16, you're fat. What? You didn't know how to lay the dick down right.
How would you know? How would you know, dog?
They told me.
All right.
And you couldn't lift heavy.
That's true. I couldn't lift heavy. I was weak as like a kitten in fucking high school. I was weak as a kitten in high school. I've told this story how back in high school, freshman year, I couldn't even do a fucking push-up. How fucking sad is that? But by the end, dude, I was fucking push-ups all day, bro. But anyways, yeah, man, I was weak as a kitten. Yeah, I'm like a complete polar opposite what I was at 16. So for you to like think that your high school love, you marry your high school love and your interests aren't going to change or your goals are going to change in life. Like, that's a big fucking red flag. And the likelihood of that happening is very, very high. Like, you could be 16 and be like, oh, I want the white picket fence and the house and the 2.3 kids and the fucking dogs and whatever, whatever. And then you get older and you're like, fuck, I hate life and I hate this place and I want to move somewhere else. Or maybe you're one of those fucking weirdos who's like, I want to have a cabin in the middle of the woods that has that's off the grid with I have to hunt my own food and make my own lumber for heat. Women aren't going to want that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, no woman is going to want to get up at the crack of dawn to go chop lumber in order to just be able to stay warm at night. Yeah. Most women are not going to want that life. And if a dude at some point is like, no, I need to disconnect from this fucked up world, right?
Mm-hmm.
Most women are going to be like, yeah, you're going to be single now.
Yep.
And so for you to expect you to stay super succinct like that your whole lives from a young age to an old age is going to be very difficult. Now, it might be easier when you're both older and you're just getting older, right? That's a little different because you're already probably decided on what you wanted for yourself in life. But anyways, that's enough ranting. I've done too much of that today. Hey, this is supposed to be an educational podcast.
Hey, man, here's another quick thought.
Yeah.
Man, do all hoes actually hate each other?
I know where this is coming from. I think.
Because let's say.
Okay. You got a scenario for me.
I got a scenario.
Oh, perfect. Perfect.
Let's say hypothetically.
Okay. Just out of nowhere, right?
Out of nowhere.
No reason at all for bringing
for
this
some
up.
Reason.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm in a Starbucks.
Okay. A lot of things happen to you at Starbucks.
A shit ton of stuff happens to me in Starbucks.
Okay. Go ahead.
And then, I don't know, I know somebody at Starbucks, and somebody else comes into Starbucks, I also know, and they're both hoes. And then, out of my peripherals, I catch some tension between the hoes. Wow. And then, you know, the two hoes aren't saying anything, but I see. Out of my peripherals, there's some tension there.
Some cattiness going on.
Some a little bit of cattiness, a little bit of growl.
A little nails meow. Coming out.
A little bit. Yeah. A little bit of posturing, maybe. A little bit of like, this bitch ain't nothing. This bitch don't deep throat this.
Wow.
This like I do. This bitch has a gag reflex.
Wow.
Yeah, a little bit, something like that.
Yeah, I think that happens, dog, for sure. And I think that happens a lot. I think honestly, oddly enough, I feel like that happens to women more than it happens to men. Yeah. Like, if you're at, like, let's say you're at a gym and you see two guys see a really hot chick and they're, like, trying to fucking peacock and they're like, yeah, look at these fucking biceps, or they're fucking trying to lift heavy weight or something.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's common, right? But I think it's also very common for a woman to be into a dude, and then they see that another woman is into that dude, and then they'll give her like that, you know, hold on, ladies, you know what I'm talking about too, where you like give that girl like the up and down, you look her down, you look at her outfit, yeah. You look at what she's wearing, you look at her shoes, you look at her feet, and then you go back up, you're like, the shoes are shitty clothes, that figure's not that great, yeah. You look at her face, and then you give her like you just put a Sour Patch Kid in your mouth, and you're really not into sour shit, and you put a fucking sour ass face on her, and you look at her, and you're like, this bitch. Inside in your mind, you're doing that snapping shit. You're like, this, and your neck's going sideways. So you're like, this bitch.
Yeah.
And you just give her a dirty ass look. That's some shit that women do to each other all the fucking time. And it's hilarious, too, because I've caught it a number of times, even with exes, where I'm like, man, that is hilarious. And you'll ask a girl too, you'll be like, hey, why'd you give that girl a dirty ass look? And most girls would be like, I didn't do nothing, what are you talking about? And I'm like, I saw you eat a fucking one of those warheads like the second you saw that girl.
Yeah.
Like, what happened? And women have a hard time admitting, like, if that girl, for example, all right, this is an example, let's say I'm dating a chick and I'm walking with my girl, right? And another girl walks by and she looks at me and she, like, I don't know, looks at me and she's like, that's a goddamn man right there that would put me up against a wall and just go to town, right? That's what she's thinking in her mind. I didn't do anything. I didn't look at her. I didn't wink at her. I didn't show her bulgeage or anything. And I'm just walking straight line, looking up ahead and shit. Maybe I'm a fat fuck and I'm like, man, those hot dogs look good. I need to get some hot dogs. But my girl saw her looking at my hot dog and she's like, this bitch. And she does that shit. She'll look down and she'll look up and she'll be like, I will fuck. This is the thing that they're thinking of each other. She's like, I will fuck you up if you try to talk to him. That's the thing girls do, dog. And it's nothing a guy did. He's right. Over here thinking, I'm over here thinking about that fucking hot dog or burger that vending machine, not vending machine, that little stand's going to have. While she's over here being like, Girls get, I think, protective of their, like,
property.
In a way, right?
Yeah.
It's like the way, okay, this is my example of a guy's version. You want to know what a guy's version is?
What?
It happens with women too, but this is more specific to that. You'll get it. Back in the day, remember when we were ruling the streets?
Right.
And I ruled the goddamn north side of this whole state. Yeah. Remember that?
Uh-huh. Huh?
Remember that? So we would be like at a hot spot for those cars, like import cars. And we'd be at an In-N-Out. And my car would be sitting there looking sexy as we're just eating burgers. And then this piece of shit ricer would walk by. And he'll like look at the car and be like, rum, 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 rum. And I just look at him and be like, I will fuck you up. Keep driving, kid. And then he'll like eventually just kind of roll our way, because I you know, eventually we walk towards the car and we get into it. And then he's just like, oh, I gotta park now. That's the kind of shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's the equivalent when you're like posturing up and you're like, oh, fuck your life up. Keep driving.
Yeah.
I will rip the doors out of your car with my speed.
Right.
Yeah, man. That's what it's like. You're kind of like, get the fuck away from my car.
Got
it's like
it.
That.
So old hoes do hit each other.
They don't hate each other, but I think when you're feeling, okay, maybe this is a better example. Let's say you're a female lion herd and you're protecting a certain area of the jungle. Like, that's mm-hmm. your fucking property. Like, mm-hmm. you rub yourself on trees and shit to get your smell on them.
Mm-hmm.
You piss on every bush just to let
right.
women know. And when another woman comes in, another female lion comes in,
mm-hmm.
trying to get at that male alpha.
Got it.
You're just like, bitch, get the fuck off my property. You smell my smell on that tree. Get the fuck back before you get fucked up.
Yeah, man, we're all animals.
We're all animals, man. That's my point. We're all fucking animals. We just don't want to admit it. We could just talk to each other and build planes and shit, but we're fucking animals.
Build planes?
Yeah,
damn,
man. We could build planes. If it wasn't for fucking us, there'd be no planes on this planet. Let's be real honest. I mean, not me specifically. I couldn't build a plane if you paid me. But I'm talking about humans in general.
Yeah, man. So old chicks, see, all right, I'll start calling you hoes because I'm going to get some hate mail.
Remember, Ruben's views do not reflect Monday's locker room talk. Any complaints can go
That's
through.
What John says all the time. I got it from
what?
Him.
What? Is yeah. that what happens?
Yeah, he's
you
like.
You motherfucker.
He's like, this hoe just slobbed on my knob.
What? I never have uttered those words.
And I was like, what does.
Wow.
First thing, what does slob on my knob mean?
Somebody's been watching the fucking adult rated videos. Jeez. Jeez, son. Stop breaking your limiter and shit. You're redlining your shit. You need to go back to the normal shit. You need to go back to the porn where, like, you get off by just a girl just kind of touching the dude's pants. Like, over the pants and shit. You never even see any sort of...
That's the type of porn.
That's what you need to get back into. You need to get back to 100 RPM, not 7,000 RPM. You need to come back, dog. You're too far gone. Now you're just into weird shit where you're like, I need to see Kermit the Frog cream pieing Miss Piggy just to get off. Like, you're into some weird
that.
Shit, dog. Calm down. Calm down with your search engine. Don't be going to page 65.
Slob on a knob, man.
Go back to, like, innocent shit.
Give her the mop top.
Why do you have so many terms? I'm going to have to Google these later on Urban Dictionary. It's too many terms, dog. You know too much. All right, dog. So I have a relationship question. I'm wondering, I'm going to get your take on it.
Man, I got you. I don't know about much about the how to pick up chicks, but once I'm in a relationship, I'm
you're
golden.
Good to go?
Yeah.
All right, check this out. So let me give you a scenario if you're an asshole.
Are we in a Starbucks?
No, we're not in a Starbucks this time.
Fuck.
So get this. So this is a problem people are having nowadays because we're so readily able to film video and take photos. I mean, our fucking phones have amazing capabilities now.
We were just trying to do that earlier.
It failed miserably. But anyways, not doing this, I'm not talking about.
I was
going
to say, we weren't doing anything gay.
It was just like...
That's tomorrow.
So get this. So let's say you're dating a girl. Things are going great. And then all of a sudden, you're like...
I found out she has two kids. Fuck.
No.
One's black. What do I do?
What? The fuck? No, what if... like you then you're like, hey man, let's record some little something sums, right? So you're like, you're trying to get a little Paris Hilton, a little Kim Kardashian tape going, you know what I'm saying? Trying, if you know what I'm talking about, don't fuck around. So let's say you have a handful of sex tapes, right? And let's say that you guys end up breaking up after a while. Do you need to get rid of those?
No, you keep it forever.
So what if you're dating another girl and she finds out about those sex tapes? So do you delete them? Or do you think you have to, you try to like hide them?
You hide them. You got to keep them on a thumb drive that says
2006 taxes.
Yeah, 2006 taxes.
You're like Windows RAR unzip file.
Fuck, what's something nobody wants to hear? Nickelback's greatest hits.
Their first album wasn't bad.
That's why I said greatest hits, not first album.
Yeah, man. I was laughing about that because I was hearing a story on the radio where people were talking about that. And I'm just like, that is a funny scenario, right? Because nowadays, especially kids dating now that are going to be, when they're older, dude, there's going to be like a fucking web page on RedTube over their whole year, life's capades. You know what I'm saying? Like, right now, it's hot to have a YouTube page. In the future, for these young kids that are starting out way too young, by the way, man, they're going to have RedTube accounts. They're going to have, like, subscribers on their RedTube account. Yeah.
Man, I would say there's part of you would always be like, man, I did this, so, you know, I got to keep it, man. I fucking got the mop top in my car.
The mop top in my car.
So, you know, man, I got to do this. So, yeah, I got to keep it. But, you know, the other part is like, when am I ever going to go back and look at that?
That's my point, right? Like, yeah. I have a bad tendency of like screenshotting like cars or like cool shit.
Yeah.
And I hardly ever go back to those photos. But I like the idea of thinking like, man, if I ever want to look at 300ZXs and organize them by color, I can always go in this folder.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm pretty organized, dog. I'm OCD
well, yeah, like I got all that shit on Pinterest I want to make out of perler beads.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
And, like, out of, like, all those, I'm probably only going to do a few, like, eventually. I mean, I got like, 100 things saved. But, like, out of that, like, I'm only going to do a few. Like, I don't need a whole 100.
So do you keep them or do you get rid of them?
Man, yeah, you probably get rid of them. To, like, be, like, deadly honest. Probably, like, watch it one more time.
Rough one out with it?
No. Just be like, oh, man, I remember when she fucking gave me the...
Dude, that reminds me of, remember? Okay, so I think we've told the story in the podcast, but you guys want to hear it again, so I'm going to say it again. Remember that one time we were back in the car scene? Man, our best days were in the car scene.
We're going to get back into it. Fuck the car.
I know, dude. I have to get back in the car. I really want a car right now. Anyways, and remember we went back to a buddy's house?
Mm-hmm.
And we're all hanging out like at a, it's almost like a kickback, a little house party. And all of a sudden, all the dudes went into one of the rooms, and we're like, what the fuck is going on in there? So we go in there, and the dude whose house it was, right?
I believe it was his house.
He was showing, like, his sex tape with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
And I'm like, first of all, you disrespectful motherfucker, you're still dating this girl, and
yeah,
we've met this girl.
We met her. She like, would come out.
If it wasn't for the fact that I think she didn't live in town or some shit, like,
yeah,
she could have been there.
She lived in another
she
state.
She could have been there. Like, yeah. She could have been outside talking to the other women as we were watching his
Bro,
fucking
don't lie. There was
dick
no other women there.
Breaking open the peach. Do you know what I'm saying? Like for me, it's like, that's some disrespectful shit, first of all. Secondly, I found it extremely disrespectful that he was so proud of this video, which, by the way, was zoomed in way too close.
Dude, it was 2007 cell phone, man. What are you expecting?
My thing was like, yo, dog, your fucking gear here isn't as impressive as it should be for you to be showing this as proudly as you are.
Dude, that's what I remember the most. Not his dick.
Uh-huh.
Just, no, the lack
of thereof.
Dick.
That dude was proud of that video. Like, he had
some
Mandingo situation
going
on.
Dude, I was expecting... All right, so let me tell you a story about this guy. This dude was so, like, confident. This dude was so suave about it, man.
Dude, he was super... He's been one of the most confident guys I've ever met.
I was like...
With women.
I was like, this dude slings dick like a fucking mercenary, man.
Like Jason Statham, just killing it.
Yeah, he was just killing it all the time. He would just, like, show up with the new hoe. He'd just meet hoes on there. He was taking other people's hoes.
I know, dude. He was, actually.
And,
disrespectful.
Yeah, just disrespectful. And so I'm like, dude, we're going to see this dude's dick. It's going to be glorious.
I like how you were excited. You were like, man, I can't wait for this. I walked in when it was already in, like, penetration. I was like, God damn, what are we doing? And then they're like, oh, that's... And then Mike was like, that's golf, bro. I was like, what?
Yeah. And I'm like... And so I stared at it for a while. First thing, it's 2006, 7 cell phone video. So, you know, it's like fucking, you know, potato quality. Like hash brown. Like McDonald's hash brown quality. So there you go. And then I'm like, all right. Like, that's everything, huh?
You're like, there's a couple more inches back there somewhere? You're like, how deep are you in right now?
I'm like, whoa. I'm like, okay. I mean, I guess this is cool. I'm like, I don't know, man. I'm not seeing enough to be, you know, like, impressed.
It was like a shitty home video.
Yeah, it was.
It was like shaky, and it was like, you know, like he was holding the camera.
Yeah, he
like,
was holding it.
It was just kind of like uncomfortable.
And I'm like, all right.
I walked in, I stayed there, and just out of, like, respect, I just, like, stayed there for, like, a minute, and I was like, I gotta get the fuck out of here. I'm watching the same thing over and over, and I'm like, it's uncomfortable knowing that I can look left, and the dude whose dick is there is next to me. I was like, this is fucking weird, and I'm getting the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I said, we had it on he wasn't showing us on the cell phone, by the way. It was on TV.
He put it on a TV.
Yeah.
He, like, had it available. How the fuck did he do that
in 2007?
I don't know, man. I think he had it on tape or some shit.
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe he's holding one of those gigantic cameras that are, like, shoulder-operated. Yeah. And that's why it was so shitty, because he's, like, trying to angle it down from, like, laying on his shoulder, and he's, like, pointing it down trying to get a shot. I don't know, man, but it was some shitty fucking movie. But the thing that I remember the most was not the dude's dick at all. It was more the fact that he was so proud of it, and I was like... This is highly unimpressive every which way. Like, the way you're laying it.
There you go.
The way you're what you're packing. Like, the fact, disrespectful as fuck, the fact that you're showing this right now.
Yeah, man. He but that dude
didn't give a fuck. Like, he was hitting on girls at the party, and he was dating the girl who he showed us the video of. I was like,
I don't remember
damn.
Any other girls at that party.
Yeah, there was other girls at the party.
I'll take your word for it. I don't remember them.
Yeah. But anyways, yeah, I do remember that. So shout out to him, by the way. He finally, the girl that he got with at the end, at least we assume, not the same girl. You're right, not the same girl.
We didn't see, that's not the girl we saw getting her peach split open.
Nope, not her. By the way.
Put that on Urban Dictionary.
There's like six things you're supposed to be putting on Urban Dictionary. Mm-hmm. But not the same girl, by the way. But I will say, whatever that girl is putting down, like... She was putting down the right thing for him because he locked her down quick. Like, they started...
Yeah, because
I think she was a friend of one of the other guys, right?
Yeah.
And then she came out one time, and he was hyper-aggressive hitting on girls. Like, that dude was trying to get action lined up every fucking weekend.
Yeah.
And he was hitting on her, and then like, the next weekend, we're like, oh, they're dating. And I'm like, oh, all right, cool. And then, like...
Next month, they're like, we're married.
I was like, whoa, they're engaged. I was like, God, that's crazy. Like, that must have been... Like James and Giant Peach, like, great Peach, because it was like, that dude, I didn't expect that dude to ever get married. Like, that dude was trying to get with all kinds of women. And that girl must have been, like, must have been draining him. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, maybe that was his thing, man. Maybe he just had a huge freaking, let's see. I got nothing funny. Maybe he just had a huge freaking, what the hell was that?
I don't know.
Maybe he just had a huge blast at the end.
That, or maybe he, like, I didn't stick around for the video. But maybe he's, like, into some weird shit that she fit the mold. Like, maybe he was into, like, really secretly, he was into getting dominated. And, maybe. Like, so far he was dominating women. He was waiting for a woman to be like, no, you fucking lick this shoe. You know what I'm saying?
Spit in my mouth. Is that a thing?
That's a thing, dog.
I don't understand.
I think there's a humiliation thing. Like,
but some people, okay, like
there's a certain level of domination that you have to be under.
I just ate you out. So how is you spitting my mouth humiliating me?
No, yeah, it's humiliating for the person getting spit on. You're like, I'm okay with all of
that. I'm okay with all of that. Because once again, I just ate you out. One time I dropped a Jolly Rancher on the floor in my classroom at my old job. People have pissed on that floor. I still ate the Jolly Rancher. So I don't understand what your spit is going to do to my mouth.
I think it's just the disrespectful part, right? Like when you're having sex,
I got N words over here eating ass. But the spit is where we're going to draw the line. Oh, well, okay.
I think some people like the dominance thing. Like, they like the person to be like, oh, come here, you dirty bitch, or whatever. Like, they like that verbal and then also physical dominance. And some people like the extreme physical dominance, like that fucking Christian Grey motherfucker who wants, like, get tied up and slapped and like, but he doesn't want to be dominated. He wants to be dominating. So, you know, everybody's got their kinks, man. Everybody's got their weird shit they're into.
All right, just what you're into.
That's what you're into, dog. You can't judge somebody for what they're into.
I'm just saying, if somebody's like, hey, let me spit in your mouth, I'm like, okay, what the fuck's that going to do?
Everybody's got their thing,
we just
man.
Ate those tacos from Jack in the Box. The fuck?
Don't spoil the new VMR. VMR coming soon, by the way. Now we're doing weekly VMRs, so expect those on Wednesdays.
Expect our medical bills to go up. Huge.
If you don't know what the fuck VMRs are, it's our weekly value menu review. We go to a local spot, usually a big name place, and we try their, like, special. Like, it's their, you know, whatever each place has. Last week, we did Taco Bell's triple melt nachos that are essentially like a little nacho thing for 99 cents. I'll even link that at the end of the video. But anyways, that's our weekly thing now. I think the first one was pretty good. I feel like we need to try some more extreme shit, but we need to work our way up to the extreme shit. Like eventually we need to go to, like, you know, Twin Brothers gasoline station and try out their Nacho Supreme or some shit. You know, work our way up to that, because I don't want to get E. coli right away. That's going to really kill wanting to do the series any further. We'll go up to the, you know, normal stuff, and then we'll work our way up. That's and then when hilarious. You finally meet a girl that wants you to, or wants to spit in your mouth, then you'll be fine. You won't have to worry about anything. You won't even think twice. You'll be
not,
like, I've eaten
I'm
Taco Bell.
I'm thinking twice about it right now. She's spit in my mouth right now. I don't understand.
That's a very unique situation, I think, for a man, too. Like, for a man to want to be dominating is going to be like, he's going to have to be very vocal with his girlfriend and been like, look, man, this is what I'm really into. Because I think usually the social roles are that women like to be dominated. That's why they want, like, an aggressive dude that's, like, you know, fucking grabbing
fucking
the hips or fucking spinning those chicks around or fucking dropping dong like it's no other.
Giving her the helicopter?
Yeah, man. Or like that fucking, you know what women love? Secretly love? That shit from... Why are you rolling your eyes at me, dog?
Go ahead, tell me.
Secretly, they love that shit from The Notebook. You know when Noah, like, picks her up in the fucking rain and just fucking picks her up and slams her on the fucking wall? And then eventually they work their way to the fucking bedroom. I think women secretly would be like, man, you can just start laying tip right there on that wall and we'll eventually get to the bed. Secretly.
Yeah.
All women love that. Women love that.
I thought you were going to be like, what's a helicopter?
No, I'm sure. I know what's up.
Sorry, Pete. Chicks are like, what? What's a helicopter? I gotta look that up.
Yeah. Check out my root red tube account. All right, man. I think we're done. We're actually, I think, over time. Any last words you want to tell these savages and or possibly submissioners? Wait, what?
What?
No, that's not the word I was looking for. But anyways, any last words you want to tell these people?
Hey, you got any feedback? Give it to us this week. I think we covered a lot of stuff.
We covered a lot of shit, man. Relationship shit. We talked about women and men being catty and posturing and whatever. We talked about a lot of shit. I often forget what we talked about, but I'm sure I'll have
three comments. Stop calling me hoe. I ain't no hoe.
Yeah, those can all go to your DMs.
I don't know why you keep calling me a hoe, because you're acting like a hoe. You smell like a hoe and you got a hoe back at.
You're apparently pulling up your pants like a hoe.
You pulling up your... that's fine. I like that.
You're like, I'm into that.
I'm
into
that.
In fact, do that more.
Yeah, if you... Apparently, no dudes who like getting spit in their mouth. I don't know how, but or what that's about. If you want to explain that more to me, go ahead. I don't get it, but whatever.
Don't knock it until you try it, dog.
Dude, I'm telling you, I don't get it. Like, all right, like, how big is the spit?
I don't know, man.
Long string?
I think it's a thing of, like, wanting to exchange fluids. Like,
does it look like a Spider-Man web?
No. I also don't think they want you to, like, hawk a loogie either.
Well, that's what I'm talking
about. No, it's not like that. I think it's like a, just kind of, like, little spit. Like okay. You know what?
I'll give you the perfect example. I got the perfect example for you.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So, I'm watching this movie one time. And dude's just laying pipe, right? An oppressive pipe, might I add.
Made up for that shitty video you saw?
Made up for that shitty one. Okay. That's why I watch so much porn now. I got to make up for that one I saw back in the day. Uh-huh. 10 years ago. Longer than probably, 10 years ago.
Yeah, it must have been longer, man.
It's crazy. Anyways, so he's laying pipe, and then he's... and then for just, he's just going in and out, you know, normal thing. And then for no reason at all, he just spits down there on the walls, you know, to lubricate that.
Didn't I tell a story about that?
Yeah,
I did tell a story.
That do a lot for you, man?
I think I in my defense, I kind of got...
See, on that, though, I get it, because that was, like, the moment. This is fucking...
This is the moment. Yeah, it was the moment. This is a dude that just, like, I'm just like, wait, hold on. Why are you manually lubricating this?
Yeah, I'm like, what aren't you doing right, man? It's
right,
porn.
Man. Like, for me, anyway,
get the fluffer out there.
I won't get into this.
Like, for me, it's always soaking wet. It looks like a gusher. You ever bite into
a
gusher like that?
For me, bro, there's sound effects going on. That's how wet it is.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
You know what I'm saying, bro?
Wow. Well, women, I think we've given you everything you want on this podcast.
Those ladies that listen to this podcast for their horrible shit, you're welcome.
You got it.
You got it this week.
Got it.
You know, why don't you, if you're looking for more horrible shit, why don't you just send us an email saying, hey, how about you answer these following questions about horrible shit that my boyfriend does to me and why he doesn't do? I don't know, man. Wow. I don't know what girls... You know what I'm saying. Send me some fucking emails.
Hey, man. Huh. One quick thought.
Yeah.
You know, our favorite bar and grill is about to open up.
Really? Yeah. Yeah. Next couple weeks?
Yeah.
We gotta go. The grand opening, dog.
Take all the hoes there, too.
That's it, ladies and gents. All our social shits down below. His social media, my social media, my other YouTube channel, which I should have updates for that soon. And also, while you're at it, listen to the Throwback Podcast. Just go on iTunes.
Damn, disrespectful.
Go on iTunes and search Monday's Locker Room Talk. Or if you really want to be proactive, just go to mondayslockerroomtalk.podbean, P-O-D-B-E-A-N, right, .com. And it should take you to it. Or, you know, there's a fucking link below. Click on that. Whatever. Listen to the Throwback Podcast. This week we have some great Photoshops. And that's it, man. Anything you want to let these people, these savages,
no,
go?
No, man. I think we're covered everything. Everything you possibly
could
want.
What was the video I was going to throw at the end of this?
The VRM.
Oh, yeah. Check out the VMR video where we reviewed Taco Bell. And next Wednesday on this channel, come back and you'll see the latest update. All right. We'll see you guys next week. Peace.